And further restrictions for the entire country to be announced later on today. They're expected to be a mix of elements from level 4 and level 5 from the Living with COVID-19 framework. What can we expect then? Let's have a chat now with our reporter Laura Hogan. You've been looking at level 4, level 5 and a blending of the two. What are the key differences between them, Laura?
Yes, Mary. Well, there are some broad similarities and differences indeed between levels 4 and 5. So first, if we look at our social lives and our social contacts, at both level 4 and 5, the message is you should have no visitors to your home and there's to be no social or family gatherings in any other settings. At both levels, there's to be no organised indoor gatherings and all museums, art galleries and so on stay closed as they are now at level 3. The number of guests at a wedding is also the same at both levels, 4 and 5, so that's a small number of people, just 6 guests. But when it comes to going out for a bite to eat, however, there is a difference. At level 4, outdoor dining is permitted for up to 15 people, but at level 5, bars and restaurants will go back to takeaway service only. Now, the overall message at level 4 is to stay within your own county, so there is some flexibility there for domestic travel, but it's far more strict at level 5, when stay at home is the mantra and only exercise within 5 kilometres from home is permitted. So that is harking back to the restrictions that we lived through in March and April. Exercise itself is another topic at level 4 and level 5. Gyms, leisure centres and pools are to close. So parents and students will be waiting to hear later this evening about what's going to happen to childcare and what's going to happen to schools. So at level 4, the plan very clearly says that the priority is to keep schools and childcare open, and this will be done with protective measures. But in level 5, it's a bit more vague, saying that this decision would be based on the situation and the evidence at the time. And finally, and very significantly for jobs and for the economy, at level 4 and level 5, only retailers and services that are deemed to be essential will stay open.
And just remind us about that, will you? The difference between essential or the description of essential and non-essential retail.
Well, the government has a list of essential retail outlets that it deems to be essential for level 4 only. It's a really long list, but it includes things like supermarkets, newsagents, pharmacies, laundries, banks, post offices and so on. So they can all stay open at level 4. But for non-essential retail, maybe things like clothes shops, for instance, there is a provision that they can stay open for click and collect services if it can be managed appropriately within the public health guidelines. So that's at level 4. At level 5, the guideline says essential retail only. So it's not clear if that exact same list applies at level 5, but it's likely that retailers who were deemed essential in the first lockdown, we'll say, would be essential at level 5. But at both levels 4 and 5, other non-essential retail will close along with personal services. So that's really bad news for the likes of hairdressers, beauticians and barbers. At either level 4 or 5, they will have to close. So people can find the lists of essential retailers and essential services online at gov.ie.
OK, did you give us care homes there?
At care homes, as it is now at level 3, there is no visitors permitted for care homes at either level 4 or 5.
OK, and people, every home has received the National Framework for Living with COVID-19, but you can check it out further at gov.ie/COVID-19. Laura Hogan, thank you very much. It's 2 minutes to 9.